B.B. Cooper was 43 when we first heard his name. 47 miles away from where he fell down to his fame. But he told me that the hardest part wasn't really jumping out of the plane. It was spending the night watching those lights shine through the pouring rain. They had a man hunting that next morning like nothing I'd ever seen. I was only 8 years old at the time, watching on the TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now, now the daylight had set in. Later that night, they were shining them lights down on the mountain again. I'm far away from the city of roses. They all watch those lights up through the rain for D.B. Cooper. So the cops blocked off all the exits. Turned loose all of their hounds. They even dragged the river up a couple of times to see if he had drowned. With all those men working overtime, they swore they would bring him down. But a parachute and a few hundred dollars is all that they've ever found. Not far away from the city of roses, they all watch those lights up through the rain. Some people say that he died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. Other people say that he got away, but then his girlfriend did him in. Lawmen say if he's out there someday, they're gonna drag him in. As for me, I hope I never see old D.B. Cooper again. Not far away from the city of roses, a light shine from a house out in the rain. It was D.B. Cooper. Drinking champagne.